This podcast is brought to you in part by The Pop Insider. The Pop Insider has all the latest in news, merch reviews, and other geeky goodness. Whether you're a wizard, a Sith Lord, or a superhero, fuel your fandom at thepopinsider.com.
The following production is part of the We Be Geeks podcast collective.
Okay, so what do we got to talk about this week?
We like movies.
In a world overrun with formula movies and lame Hollywood movies.
He's Chris.
I'm Derek.
Two brothers from separate mothers. They are the Keepers of the Fringe.
That's a good start.
Hey kids, welcome to another episode of the Keepers of the Fringe. I'm Derek, and with me, as always, is the Rick Jones to my Incredible Hulk, Chris. What's up, man?
What's up, man? How are you?
All right, how is you?
Okay, he came in there. It was very, very musical there. I had like a little... Yeah. Melody going there.
Yeah, thanks. I tried. I'm not very good at the music stuff, but yeah.
It was beautiful.
Thanks. That's so nice. That's so nice of you to say. So what's new? What's shaking? What's going on?
Not a hell of a lot, man. Same bullshit. That Trump fucker. Won't admit he lost. Like, how pathetic is that?
I know, right?
I've never seen, it's insane.
That is pretty fucking stupid.
Yeah, I'm like,
give it up, man.
You fucking lost. Get over it. Here it is. This is you getting over it. You can't see the visual thing, but here it is. Here we go. Do it! Why are we even fucking, like, Why are we even giving a fuck what he says, really, at this point?
Yeah, exactly.
Just ignore that fuck. He's not doing anything anyway.
Yeah.
He's just golfing and bitching. Like, that's all he does. Who gives golfing a fuck? Tell him to fuck off.
Yeah, no shit. What the fuck?
They say privately the Republicans are saying, oh, well, you know, he's just trying to come to it at his own time. Fuck him.
Yeah.
The time to come to it is now. You fucking lost. Shut the fuck up and get the fuck out. If you're not going to do anything, just fucking leave and shut the fuck up. Take your cult and go fuck yourselves.
Exactly. You fucking
fucks. I can't take it, Derek.
I know. I know.
Fucking stupid motherfucker. I can't. I can't, Derek. I can't do it.
So I'm not exactly sure how you're feeling there. Could you be a little more specific?
Well, see, those fucks need to go fuck off with that other fuck. They all the collective fucking off that they have to go all do at the same time.
I like that.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's going to be an ongoing saga of stupid bullshit. Mm-hmm. But I don't care. He's done. He's done, son.
Yep.
Stick a fork in him. He's fucking done. So he can say whatever the fuck he wants at this point. I don't give a shit.
Nope. Anyway. On the later side, you said you had a little story.
I had a weird story. Well, it's kind of funny. I mean, it sounds kind of braggy, but I'm not bragging, but because it's not really that much of a feat. But, you know, as you get older, I mean, when I was younger, I was a pretty strong dude overall, you know.
Sure.
But
sure,
as I get older, I feel, you know, like I feel like I'm fragile now, you know. Did you ever get that? Like, you feel like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel strong anymore. I mean, I have moments.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And I was talking to this guy at work, and he works out and stuff, and he's, you know, a younger guy than me. And I'm bigger than him, too. But I was talking about something. I was saying something of that because I like was working out and I hurt my elbow, got fucked up a while ago, so it acts up on me. So we were talking and somehow we got to like he wanted to arm wrestle me for some reason.
What?
And I'm like, okay, and like I'm like, I don't really like doing that because if I lose, I'm going to feel bad, and you're probably going to be a gloating dick about it. And then if I win, I'm going to feel bad because you're going to feel bad about it. And I'm like, it's just not worth, let's just not do it. But he wanted to do it. I'm like, okay. So we line up on the end of the table and go do it. And this is like a high bar. Like it's like kind of like a bar, it looks like, you know, in the break room.
Right.
It kind of looks like it has the high stools and shit, you know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we're at the end of it, and we're doing it, and we line up, and he started doing the fucking over-the-top wrist thing. I'm like, hey, don't let me do that shit. I seen that movie. We pull that bullshit. So what kills me, and I'm not even – it was weird. Cause I was like, we locked up, and then he's like he's just started going instantly. But I didn't know it.
No.
I was like, wait, are we going? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, well, we didn't even do the countdown or nothing. And then he's like, my feet are off the ground. So he was trying as hard as he could, and he was lifting him off the ground. He was like, my feet aren't touching the ground. I'm like, I don't even know that we're doing it yet. So it didn't go well for him, that's what I'm saying, but
yeah, so I guess
I thought that was funny though. I'm like, what? I never had that. What? I never arm wrestled somebody who didn't know that we were going already.
I know, right?
They'll make your feet are off the ground, like I'm not even doing anything.
That's funny. That's good shit.
That was funny. I mean, I feel weird telling them when he doesn't listen to this, but but I was, you know, I didn't make him, you know, feel bad or nothing. Be like, oh, look at you, fucking bitch. Right, yeah. I thought that was funny, though. I'm like, I never.
That is.
So that melt made me feel like a hair manliness. So I still got it a little bit.
You still got it.
I think there's not a good range of motion in my arm anymore, so I think it's probably just like a rusty hinge at this point, so he just probably couldn't move it. I don't know. But I thought that was funny. Like,
saved by the rusty hinge.
Like, your feet are on the ground. Around. What the fuck? And he's like taller than me too, so I'm like, what? That was pretty funny.
That's pretty funny, yeah. That's good. Well,
I mean, all you youngins out there, just because we're older doesn't mean we can't fucking whip your ass.
Yeah. You darn kids.
When you're an arm wrestling or whatever.
You stay off my lawn or I'll whip your ass.
Or I'll wrestle you. But actually, when I pinned him, I wound up bothering my elbow, and I was like, "Oh fuck!" And then I hurt for like the next day, and I was like, "So I'm not 100% there, but I still got it a little bit."
You still got it, but you got to pay for it now.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a bitch.
All right, let's get on to our topics this evening, because boy, do we have some fun ones, or whatever.
Or whatever.
Well, I looked at right after I said that, I looked at him like, well, I don't know.
I might be overselling it a little.
It might be, yes. All right. And first of all, it looks like it has been confirmed that Sylvester Stallone will be starring in The Suicide Squad.
Ooh.
Huh?
No word on what his character will be, but yeah, looks like he's going to be in it as well.
Jesus. Like, what? Are they trying to, like, cover everybody in Hollywood that's not working right now? Everybody's in this fucking movie.
I know, right? Well,
That's weird. Well, are they still doing the Ravagers or whatever the fuck with him? Or what was that?
I have no idea.
That's what I thought when I first read it. I was thinking of that. I'm like, oh, yeah, no. Well, Suicide Squad. Like, yeah. What is he doing? No.
Yeah, I guess Stallone released a video on his Twitter, and he said he was on his way to do a little work with a great director, James Gunn, on Suicide Squad 2.
I was supposed to be like a little quick cameo thing or that's something.
I'm guessing probably, yeah.
Well, that sounds fun.
Don't it though?
Sounds nice.
You know, I don't know. I'm feeling good about this movie. I think it might actually be good, or at least decent.
Yeah, I've definitely turned around on it too. I was not thrilled about it. I mean, can't say that I'm thrilled about it, but
yeah,
I think it's going to be pretty good.
I think so too. I think it'll be fun, which the first one was not.
Not fun.
Not fun.
No.
No.
Oh, which reminds me on... Oh, Jesus. What the fuck? What the fuck was that? It kept cutting out. I don't know what it was.
Oh, it was just Hulk smash.
Oh, I didn't get that at all. I just heard something that sounded like a keyboard came in, and then I... I don't know. Loud as shit, though, on this side. You gotta warn me about those things. You scared the shit out of me.
Anyway, what were you saying?
My ear is, like, leaning right towards the computer.
Oh.
Oh, what the hell was I saying? Fuck. What the fuck? What were we talking about? Oh! A little bonus story thing that I read something about Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Oh, yeah.
Cut of the movie. They said that there's only going to be like 4 new minutes of footage with all the shit he's shooting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I just read that. I was like, 4 minutes? Didn't he say he needed like $70 million or something?
Yeah, something like that.
God damn. So I'm like, well, I mean, that's not really a lot, but... Because people are like, what, is he shooting a whole new movie or something? But it's 4 minutes, I guess.
All right.
But at first I was reading that, like, oh, there's only going to be 4 minutes difference from the other cut. I'm like, oh, no, but he's got all this other footage that was cut out, so... A lot of it's going to be new, but the actual new shit he's filming is only 4 minutes worth.
Mm. Huh. Well, I guess that's better, because if he did a lot of it, then it'd be like, well, what the hell's the point? You're just doing a new movie.
Yeah. And I heard maybe he's doing a sequel, maybe. I guess I'm probably going to see how this goes.
Huh.
But that's fucking weird if that happens.
Yeah, really.
Because it's like the non-canon one, it will become the canon. And then they'll make a sequel off of that, the one that wasn't in the theater? That's fucking weird. I don't think that's ever happened.
Yeah, I'm very confused by all of it.
They're doing like a hard reboot on all that shit. They're like, yeah, it didn't work, so just fucking...
Well, yeah, they...
Let them remake it, and then we're gonna go...
They kind of have to.
Yeah, but it's not even... This is ugly. It's not even pretty. This is like, we're just lopping this shit off at the knees and fucking let's...
I know, right? We're just amputating the leg.
Yeah, but shit, if they can make it work. Well, then it's Zack Snyder, too. So I was like, well, that's the problem you had originally.
I know.
He was the vision behind what was happening, and it was not good.
Yeah, I
don't know, man.
Hmm.
I mean, I like that he's getting a chance to make the movie he wanted to. I mean, he went through a lot of shit, and I, you know, sure. A personal thing.
Yeah, but.
And it kind of sucks that he got taken off the movie, whether I would like it or not, you know.
Right.
I like that he's getting a chance to actually do it. But,
yeah.
But I have not been a fan of his direction that he was taking the whole thing, though.
Nope. Sadly, no.
So it's weird if they bring him back on board, because I'm like, that's why it's not working. Because he's set up a direction it was going in, and it was not good.
Yeah. That was the whole Batman versus Superman and everything.
Yeah, and the Man of Steel. And
yeah.
No. So I don't understand that. So we'll have to see where that goes. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm curious, but I'm not expecting it to be like fucking amazing or anything.
Yeah. I am curious to see it though, but I don't think it's going to be like, holy shit.
Oh, this is so much better. Oh,
yeah. The Vision. I see it. The Vision that he had, and it's amazing. And no movie could ever be what this movie is, because it's so good now with the Vision. That it's all kinds of visions going on.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
No.
But what I do see happening is us moving on to our next story.
Damn, we killed it.
Here we go.
I got a crap on deck that could choke a donkey.
So, speaking of DC films, there was a few years ago in 2005, a little movie starring Keanu Reeves called Constantine, which I didn't really enjoy that much.
No.
But
my wife, it's not terrible, but
yeah. My wife's a big Keanu Reeves fan, so she enjoyed it, and she doesn't know the comic books, so she was okay with it. But yeah, I wasn't a big fan of it. But it looks like, according to the actor who played Lucifer in the movie, Peter Stormare, looks like they're actually doing a sequel.
So weird.
I know, right? So weird and so random. 15 years later, why?
Yeah, I was just going to ask that. How long ago?
Like 15 years. Who's asking for a sequel?
I don't know.
Very strange.
Well, you know, like the character, I don't know really well, but what I do, I mean, I think the character is cool. And I'd like to see something with him, but I mean, yeah, that iteration, I don't see. No.
Well said. Yeah, I just, I don't know.
Guess someone the hell's that?
I don't know. It just says it's in the works. That's all it says. I guess the one good thing they didn't do is well, Constantine is actually British. So the only good thing about it was Keanu Reeves didn't do his British accent.
That's probably why he wasn't British. They were like, yeah, they probably forgot about Dracula and got him in there. And when Adam started talking, they're like, oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
It's like he's one step away from Dick Van Dyke here. We can't have him come on here doing this shit.
Now all I can think of is the last Bill and Ted movie. When they went to see their future selves and he was using the British accent, I was like, oh no.
Yeah, it's like, no, dude. You still don't got it. You're the man. Everybody loves you, but the accents are not your fucking forte, man.
Definitely.
At least that one isn't. I don't.
Definitely stay away from the British accents.
Yeah.
So
that's weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder if they're trying to like incorporate him into the universe or whatever. Well, it must be, because why would they even bother, you know?
Yeah, but if they were going to do that, I'd want them to do Constantine right, you know?
Yeah, I never got to see the show there. I heard that was pretty good, though, but I didn't.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah.
And I heard that guy was good, too.
Yes. Shit, I forget his name. Matt something. Yeah, he's really good. And he's currently playing Constantine on the Legends of Tomorrow, whenever that comes back. So
So he's still around?
Yeah, he's still around, yep.
Oh, that's cool. That's good.
I think he does really good. He's really good as Constantine. He's what I would imagine Constantine being. So he does good.
Yeah, they should get him.
Yes, they should. But they probably won't. They're probably just going to fuck it up.
Yeah, I mean, I would still watch it, though. But
yeah, I'm sure I'll check it out.
High hopes for it.
Yeah. Yeah, like you said, the first one wasn't horrible. It just wasn't really that good.
Yeah. I think it was just I found it hard to Keanu Reeves. I couldn't.
Yeah.
I just didn't see him in that role.
Right.
At all. And he didn't really convince me while I was watching it. I was like,
yeah.
I don't know, man.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens with that one. But in the meantime, let's move on.
I got a crap on deck that could choke a donkey.
Donkey.
I haven't heard that in so long.
I know, huh? So, in further news that makes you wonder why, it looks like they're finally getting to the reboot of Short Circuit. Remember?
Oh, man. What the fuck, man?
That's right. The movie where a robot designed by the military gets struck by lightning and comes to life and becomes Johnny Five.
No disassemble.
No disassemble.
I can't remember his voice. I can't remember. Input. I don't know, man. It's like they hire somebody. He's like, fuck. He goes like to Walmart to that where that big circular bin of fucking $5 and just bobs his head in there like for apples and just comes out with something and like, okay, we'll remake this shit.
Short Circuit. Remember that one? That'll be cheap to remake. Yeah. And you know they're probably going to.
I think I hate it already.
They're probably going to computer animate Johnny Five this time.
Yeah, we're going to make him. I already hate it. Just because it's just pointless.
It is completely pointless.
I think that I've been so long since I've seen those movies, but I actually have recently bought them. Well, within the year or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have one like the double DVD there where they're both on there.
Oh yeah, one and two.
I think I like the second one more.
Really?
But it's been a long time since I've seen them. But I remember.
I don't remember.
There's a lot more Johnny Five.
Ah, yeah.
Remember, like, him and they were all going to make toys of them and of him.
Oh.
And, like, somebody, like, kidnaps him and tries to destroy him and he gets all, like, badass and gets revenge.
Oh, yeah. And he,
like, puts, like, a mohawk on and all this.
Yes. Yes, I do remember that. Wow.
It has Michael McKean in it. I think he's the bad guy. I don't remember. It's so weird. I don't know, man.
I know. It's so 80s.
It is. I did like Johnny Five, though. He was good.
Yeah. Seriously, though, where did this idea come from?
Yeah. I know. I don't understand. Because I mean, it must have been kind of a modest hit anyway. They made a sequel. Well, it doesn't really mean anything, but
yeah,
I don't think it was. Lit the world on fire there. I don't, you know.
But yeah, I think it did. I think it did decent, but I don't think it's like, I probably hardly anybody thinks about it now.
Yeah, it's almost like if they make, like, we're going to do a remake of Weekend at Bernie's or something.
Like, no, don't say that. That'll be next. Oh, man.
It's like, that was an okay movie, I guess, you know, but it's kind of fucked up when you think about it, but
fucking Weekend at Bernie's.
Let's pretend our fucking boss is alive so we can party at his beach house. That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, it really is. Oh, man.
I don't know how I feel about that, man. I did the short circuit. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
When the hell is that running? Like news? Like when that's happening? Or what's the?
Yeah.
Fuck. There is.
No.
You know what I'm? You forgot what I said. Yeah.
Sorry, I was reading the article.
Oh.
What were you saying?
Does it say when that's happening?
Yeah. No.
That's what I'm saying. Oh.
No, I don't see that anywhere. So, to be determined, assuming it ever does actually happen.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so.
I can see why you didn't want to oversell the stories there.
All right, well, in that case, let's move on.
I got a crap on deck that could choke a donkey.
So, Marvel Studios has come out and has confirmed that they will not use a digital double for Chadwick Boseman in Black Panther 2.
Shouldn't even know that was an option.
Well, you know, they have the technology now.
Oh, Jesus, that would have been terrible.
I know. But luckily, they're not going to do that. So they still haven't said, they're still working on it, on how they're going to make it work with his passing. But yeah, they're not going to use a digital double to keep him in the movie. So that's good, at least, because that would be, that would just be wrong. I think that would not be cool.
Yeah. That would not be cool.
Yeah. It's still.
It's tough, man. I don't know. When is it supposed to? Is it still coming out? Like, is it on schedule still?
I think it's still for 2022, I believe.
Oh.
As of now, at least.
I don't know, man. Well, even though this year seems like at least 20 years.
I know, right?
I don't know if people are going to be over it by then. I don't know. We've had to endure so much this year that I don't know if people, I mean, maybe people will be ready for a new thing. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. You might be right there.
It's tough. I think they should recast. I really do. But I would understand if people weren't down with that. But.
Right. Yeah. It's a tough call.
I feel like the character needs to work on.
Yeah. And
because once you take him out of the thing, you can't, you know, like, you just, what are you going to do? You're never going to use him again? Like, this doesn't seem right to me.
And he's only been in two movies, so it might be, I don't know. It's a tough call, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not ideal, you know, but I don't know. I mean, I would think that he would want the character to continue. I mean,
yeah, I would think.
I don't know him. I'm not trying to speak for him, but I mean, yeah. Plus, that character means a lot to a lot of people, so it's like,
right.
It became more than just the comic book movie,
right?
So it's like, I don't know, man. It's tough.
Yeah,
it's a tough one.
I don't envy them for the decisions they have to make.
Yeah, but I would definitely say recast if I had to make the choice. But
I wonder how that would go over, if people would accept it.
Yeah. I think they would come around to it, but
yeah. You know.
But look at Christopher Nolan's Batman series, like, mm-hmm. because of Heath Ledger passing, they decided. I mean, that would have been hard to recast too. I mean, right. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, they could have got Jared Leto.
But he totally changed. Imagine that bullshit.
Oh, fuck. That would have been horrible.
Yeah. But I'm like, so he had to rewrite the whole, what he was going to do and change the whole story. And I think that movie kind of blows. As far as a Batman movie goes, I don't think it's good.
Third one? Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a terrible movie, but it's not a good Batman movie. That's for fucking sure.
Yeah, that's definitely for sure.
So I'm like, so it sucks, but I'm like, you know, it's just, I think in the long run, it's the better thing to do. Especially, you know, they're, you know, going to be pumping these movies out for whoever knows how long.
Yeah, right.
But at the same time, I like that I like to make an argument and then completely go against it at the same time. Well, I was just thinking too, a lot of the old guard is going away, so
right,
and they're bringing all the new faces in there, so mm-hmm. they could give it to Sherry there, or
yeah,
or something like
that. That's true. That could work.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
Yeah, that might even be pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. I mean, I could be okay with that, too. I could see a way that would be good.
Yeah.
But it sucks that we wouldn't be able to get a good closure for that, you know? We just have to be like...
Right.
Well, something happened, you know?
Right, yeah. I don't know.
But, yeah. I mean, it's movies. We'll be okay. I mean, I was like, real life happened, and I was like... Right. We'll be all right. We'll whatever happens, all but... Right.
I guess on that note, we'll move on to our next story.
That could choke a donkey.
I don't know if that came through.
I got a crap on deck that could choke a donkey.
So, speaking of the MCU, looks like we finally got a release date for WandaVision. And it's a little later than we were hoping, but... Looks like the official release date is January 15th, 2021. We'll finally get to see WandaVision.
Well, that's pretty soon.
It is. But it's the beginning of next year instead of this year. But it's still pretty cool.
Yeah, that's only a couple months.
I'm looking forward to seeing WandaVision and what they do with it.
Yeah, it definitely looks interesting from what I've seen of it. Mm. Plus, knowing that it's like probably all in her kind of in her head or whatever, or not, or right. She's altering reality to, you know.
Right.
Because Scarlet Witch. Everybody talking about the Scarlet Witch. she's a pretty fucking powerful character.
Right.
And all in the movies, you only see her do a weird fucking hand gesture. She's got some crazy ass powers, man.
Yes, she does. And it'll be very cool to see what she does with them. And just looks like the whole show is going to be crazy.
Yeah. And then what is Doctor Strange? That got moved, right? Doctor Strange? Or is that?
I think so. Yeah. Oh, that's the other thing. It looks like WandaVision will end up being the first thing to come out from the new phase of the MCU since Black Widow got pushed back.
Cool.
Yeah. I like it.
One thing I don't like is that they're probably going to do the, you know, one episode at a time thing.
Yeah, probably.
I don't like it.
No, sir, I don't like it. Well, I don't know. I don't mind, I guess. Well, I kind of do and I kind of don't. Well, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like... But I mean, like, for like the Mandalorian, it's just fucking irritating. I'm like, can I just watch? Did you see this week's one?
I was just gonna ask you that. Yes, I did.
Would you? It's weird. Like, I think they started too strong, so it's kind of. I'm not. I didn't dislike it, but I felt like. I mean, it was cool. They had a. Oh, what the hell's her name? I always want to call her. Oh, fucking Boca Raton, isn't that in Florida? Boca, what is that? Isn't that a place?
Yes. I believe you are referring to Bo-Katan.
That's what it was.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And I thought Katie Sackhoff was a good choice for that character.
It's like, well, I mean, oh, go ahead.
I was going to say the episode was really short, which is weird. It was only like 35 minutes.
Yeah, they're getting shorter, which I was like, I don't know if I like that. And a good part of that was of the recappy things. I was like, it was probably about 30 minutes, like 32 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, right.
And I don't know, the frog lady thing, I was like, I wasn't really a big fan of all that.
Yeah.
They're like, well, we made this fucking suit thing, so we're gonna fucking, we're getting our money out of it. But I find the show weird because it's like, he's so defensive, you know, or protective of the baby, and then he's like, hey, I'm leaving him here for a while. What is he thinking all of her children? So I don't know if that's a good idea. Yeah. And then you don't know these people. You can't even talk to them.
Yeah, I know, right?
He just comes in. I'm leaving him with you.
How do you know they're not going to eat the baby? Eat the baby.
Yeah. It's just weird. I'm like, it's just like, inconsistencies,
you know, I feel like. Trying times call for trying measures.
Is this weird? And plus, I'm, you know, like, I mean, some people are looking for it or whatever, I think, but it's like, here, I'm gonna leave this defenseless child. Well, he's not completely defenseless, but
no, he is.
It's just weird. It's like just leaving your kid with somebody that you just met in the store or something, or you were taking a bus with, and you're like,
hey, you want to watch my kid for me while I pop into the store?
For like 10 minutes? There? I don't know. I find that weird. In the, what is it? Boca? What's her name?
Bo-Katan.
Bo-Katan. Like, it was kind of cool, but it was also just like, hey, look, things that you know. But it's cool to see like a real person playing it. Like,
yeah. And then
they mentioned Ahsoka.
So. We'll get to see Ahsoka, which, again, I hope she doesn't take over the show and it becomes the Ahsoka show, but it will be nice to see.
Is, who is playing her? Is it, Jesus.
What's her name? We don't know for sure, but it is believed that it will be Rosario Dawson.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know if that was just a rumor or that was happening.
Well, it hasn't been confirmed yet. They're still keeping it a secret, but
ew. I don't know. We're three in right now and I'm like, let's get going a little.
See, I don't know. I really enjoyed this past episode. I thought it was fun.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, but like, it's like plot wise, it's not really moving. It's like inching.
Yeah, I get that.
To something, you know, it's like.
I get what you're saying there.
It's like we got Ahsoka, we got Boba Fett, we got the baby. We got to figure all this shit out in like five episodes now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if they're only half an hour long, I'm like, well, let's get it going. What the fuck?
Well, maybe they'll start getting longer, hopefully.
It's giving me, like, the prequel vibes there. As far as the story, the pacing of the story, I'm like, we got three movies. We haven't done barely anything. Let's get it going. And then they crammed it all in the last last 20 fucking minutes of the last movie.
Yeah, I know, right?
I don't know. But I am enjoying it, though.
Yeah, I am, too. All right. I guess...
So what the fuck were we originally talking about?
Oh, WandaVision coming out January 15th.
Oh, yeah, WandaVision. Okay.
All right, on that note, let's move on.
I got a crap on deck that could choke a donkey.
So our final story this evening is about a band that we really used to love and whom we haven't heard from in a while. So why don't you go ahead and take over for that one? Take the reins, oh, man.
Bastard. Well, it seems like I was going to mention it last week and I forgot, but System of a Down.
Yes.
Have released two new songs to help raise money for their home country there. There's all kinds of crazy shit going on there.
Yeah. And yeah, we haven't heard.
It sounds fucking terrible. I'm sort of ignorant of it. I don't really know a lot about it, but it's.
Yeah, right.
But the new songs are called Protect the Land and Genocidal Humanoids. And from the impression I got, I thought that they just wrote these, but I think that they already wrote them and they just at some point and probably worked on them a little and
right.
It's been, so that was pretty cool. Like I just saw that the other day. I was like,
yeah, it's been was 15 years.
I'm like, holy shit.
I know, right?
And that's a great cause that they got together,
Yeah.
Do that. I'm like, that's pretty cool. And I was like, I haven't really seen much about it. Like when I saw the songs that happened to be on YouTube and it said a new Simpsons of a Down song. I'm like, what? Like, I heard nothing about this until it happened.
Yeah, they just kind of snuck them out there. I didn't get a chance to listen to them, did you?
Yeah, I mean, it mainly sounds like them. It's a little more mature version of it, especially because of what they're talking about. But
right.
It's not as kooky.
Kooky.
But it was nice to hear them, and I couldn't find a link to their... to the what they're trying to raise money for. I think it's through the YouTube. If you look up System of Down, it has a link to the charity that they're raising money for. But also I noticed that it said that it's still very unlikely that there's going to be a new album or anything though.
Right. Yeah.
It seems like they all have issues that they can't get over, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, that's very unfortunate.
I was just reading. I guess the drummer is a Trumper, which I
I'm
kind of shocked by that.
What? How? What? What?
Yeah.
I.
That's what I'm saying.
What? How? Is
yeah.
That
so I guess
possible?
He's kind of. I feel like they all want to go in different directions, and none of them can come together on that.
Wow, that blows my fucking mind.
But yeah,
mind.
I'm like, what? That's weird.
Holy shit.
I was like, my sister was telling me that one of her friends is Puerto Rican, and she's like, wicked Trump.
Really?
And I'm like, wow. He threw paper towels at your fucking people.
Yeah. Wow.
And he did nothing to help them when they fucking...
Yeah.
Storm went through there and decimated the whole fucking area. He did shit.
I don't... understand it.
I know my friend in Puerto Rico, he lives down there, and he's like, oh yeah, everybody fucking hates that guy. I'm like, yeah, you should.
Yes, exactly. You have.
And
you
I find it crazy. I'm like, the drummer for System of a Down is a fan of Trump. I'm like, what the?
That hurts me.
That blows me. I know. I was like, oh. And I try not to. Well, you try. I try not to hold that against people, but
yeah,
it's very hard.
It is. It's very hard.
Yeah, I don't like to be close-minded. Like try to accept other people's views and shit. But on something like that, on him,
yeah.
To me, there are no. There's no other sides to it.
Yeah, man.
It's like he's a murdering piece of shit, and if you like him. There's no middle ground for me to meet you on.
Yeah.
He's the worst human being walking the fucking earth right now.
Yep.
Well, in our country, we'll say.
Yeah, right. I don't know, man.
I don't know. So that's unfortunate. I'm glad that they could get together and,
yeah,
and, you know, and I hope that it helps bring awareness to their cause. And
yes, very much.
I hope they, you know, raise money and stuff. So that was a cool, nice little surprise. I mean, under unfortunate circumstances, but.
Yeah, so if you haven't checked it out, go check it out, people. You can help them out. What? 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 I'm all frazzled now. But I guess that's it for our stories for this evening, eh? So, let's move on.
I got a crap on deck that could choke a donkey.
And that means it's now time for the Keeper's Recommendations. And I don't have anything this week because I know that you have a little something to recommend yourself.
These nuts?
I like it a lot.
I know you do. That is, I, wow, that doesn't sound any, I don't, can't even tell what any of that is going on. Is that clear on your end that you can hear it? I can't,
yeah,
even hear him
say it. Yeah. Oh. Anyway, recommendations. Recommend something.
Oh, yes. Well, I have picked up my PS5.
Ah, and I have excellent.
I've been able to spend some time with it. I took Friday off.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
Even though I get guilt tripped for it, but I'm like, fuck off. I'm doing it.
Fuck off and die.
I just needed a fucking day off anyway. I was like, I need a break. Yeah. I need a break. I need more than 2 days. 2 days isn't enough. But I've only played two games so far. I have a couple more. I have like four games. Well, I actually have three games, and then they have the Astros Playground that is built in there.
Oh,
or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
So I started with that. And it's only a couple few hours long, maybe, really. Mm. But it is a good, it's a good game. Like, I wish it was actually longer. It was fun.
Oh, really?
Huh. And it shows you all the stuff that the controller can do, and it's pretty crazy, like the haptic feedback thing.
Yep.
Which is still, you know, rumbling or whatever, is it's kinda cool. I mean, but if I didn't have it, I wouldn't be like, oh, you know.
Right.
I would be okay, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's kind of gimmicky. I'm like, it made me think of Nintendo Wii or some shit. Mm-hmm. It had, like, motion controls and some of it, and I was like, oh, you fucks. Like, flying around, you have to, like, turn the controller and shit. I'm like,
yeah.
I don't miss this shit. I don't know if I can tell you.
That's a pain in the ass.
And they had one part where your little guy goes into, like, different suits, and there's one where you can go into, like, a monkey suit. And you have to climb walls, but you have to, like, each trigger is one of the controls of the arm grabbing something. Oh. So you have to, like, grab one rock, then tilt the controller so the arm goes up, and then pull the trigger to grab it, and then tilt it to get the next one up, and you know what I mean? So it's like, is this necessary, really?
Yeah, right.
More. And then you have to spin on the thing to jump to a higher thing. Yeah, it's like, gotta, like, make him spin and so he can jump and reach higher. Mm. So you have to, like, you know, move the controller in a circle a little bit, you know, get it going. Right. It's just like, oh, I don't like it.
It's now extra work to play a game.
Yeah, it's like, it's just, I don't see anybody using any of this. That's what I don't understand.
Yeah, right.
Like, any third-party companies aren't going to be doing this shit. Mm-hmm. They might at first try to throw it in there, and then it's just going to fade away like it did with all the Wii and the Switch and all that shit. And
right.
But what's cool about the game, though, it's like a love letter to PlayStation. Like, it, like, oh, really? In each level you go through, it, like, you can collect artifacts, they're called, but they, like, start from, you know, PlayStation 1 all the way through.
Oh, cool.
Like, you can, you grab, like, different, and it's like the models you open up are like, they're like almost photorealistic. Like, it looks like the real.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
So it has all the peripherals and all the things that have come out for PlayStation, and you find them through the levels, and then when you go back to your main hub, they're just kind of like laying there, and you can lightly interact with them. Mm. But each stage, you know, have like it starts the PlayStation 1 and plays it, you know, and all that stuff, the PSP and all that shit.
Oh wow!
And you get like puzzle pieces that like there's like murals on those walls that you get the puzzle pieces in the levels, and it will make a whole mural of showing the history of PlayStation and everything.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's pretty fun, and they have all these Easter eggs. Like you're going through the levels, and you can see like the little robot guys are like filming something, and whatever they're filming, it usually is calling back to a game of some kind. So they have all kinds of nods and stuff, and that's pretty fun to see all that.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, it's, you know, it's very short, but because I pretty much 100%ed it, I wanted to do that first before I moved on to anything else. Because there's not a lot of games. I was like, when I picked it up, it was like, you know, I went in the store, like I was the only person there, which was fucking weird and nice though. Because I went like the first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to pick it up and then go to sleep. But I'm going to get it now because I saw that they were opening at like 6. I'm like, okay, well, I'm usually up past 6. So I'm like, I'll go pick it up. So I don't have to worry about it when I get out of work. And I mean, when I wake up and try to get there before work and all that shit.
Right.
But I went there, like, nobody was there. Mm. And then they were supposed to be open. I showed up at like around 6:20 or something. But I'm like, then there was a guy at the car picking up something, and the worker came out. I'm like, can I go in? He's like, oh, I'll go check. I'm like, well, you're supposed to be open. I supposedly made an appointment. I'm like, what's going on? I made an appointment online, and then I went in to confirm it because I talked to somebody on the phone to confirm it because they didn't have it. And I was like, oh, great, here we go. So I was supposed to get confirmation as I'm going about, you know, on like email,
yeah,
or a text or something,
right?
Which I never did. So I'm like, I'll wait till the day before. If I don't hear anything, I'm gonna contact them again. Mm. But since it was the day before, those fuckers didn't answer the phone because people probably asking them about fucking PlayStation 5, and they didn't want to talk. I spent a half an hour on the phone collectively because I called like 3 times. Mm. And the phone system is fucking annoying. That fucking automated thing was pissing me off. Like, it did everything it could to make me not talk to somebody, and I was just like, oh, where's the button? I'm going to talk to somebody. Like, what do you want to talk about? I'm like, I just fucking, like, you want to buy a game? I'm like, no, I just want to fucking talk to some person. So that was pissing me off. I'm like, okay, now I have to go in there before work just to make sure everything's cool, because I'm going to, if I show up at 6 in the morning and I can't fucking get it, the whole place is burning to the fucking ground.
That would not be good.
I would be pissed. I probably wouldn't do anything. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll see you later. But I'd be mad. Because I don't like being jerks to people, you know? Like,
right.
It's not
right.
Too small.
Right.
I don't like doing that. But I would be mad. So I went in there. They're like, yeah, okay. And I'm like, and then the guy double talked me, and I'm like, I left. I'm like, wait a minute. What? He's like, I'm like, so can I come in? He's like, well, if we're open, you can come in. I'm like, are you going to be open? And he's like, yeah. Yes. And I'm like, okay. So I didn't feel that very confident about that when I left. I was like,
yeah.
But what I guess it is, there is no fucking appointments. I'm like, why don't you just tell me that?
Yeah, really?
You basically just come in whenever during that time. I was like, oh, I thought you had to make an appointment because you guys emailed me to make a fucking appointment, and I did. But anyway. So that's the thing I hated the most. I wasn't anxious about getting it. Like, oh, I can't wait to play it. I was like, I spent a lot of fucking money, and I just want it in my hands so I can check that box because it's been a couple, you know, a month that when I pre-ordered it. I'm like, I just want to know that it's the transaction is complete. That's all I'm worried about, really.
Right. But you got it. You played it. Loved it.
I got it. It's pretty cool. I can't say that it's worth running out for. I mean, I think it's worth getting at some point, but
right,
there really isn't any games. That's what the point I was making. Like, when I went to go pick it up, they're like, oh, yeah, all the stuff's there. And I'm like, oh, cool. It was all on the table, all the extra shit you could buy.
Right.
There was like a little stack of like 4 or 5 games, and I was like, and I'm the first guy there, so I'm like, this is all you got? Like, Jesus. So, you know, it was like, I already had a couple of the games. I'm like, there was nothing really there. I'm like, I'm trying to buy games, and I couldn't find anything to buy. I bought Assassin's Creed because I was like, okay, that's something I can play. That will take a while. But I'm not really that jones about playing it. I've heard it's okay, but I'm still kind of burned out on it.
Sure, sure.
But one thing so that's pretty sad. I'm like, even for the Xbox, I checked their lineup, and all the games that are out to buy are last gen. They're pushing games that have already been out for a fucking while. I'm like, well, this is fucking sad. I mean, maybe if it's because of the whole what's going on in the world, I mean, I can kind of understand that. But all launches kind of suck.
Yeah, it's always that's.
I can't remember a really good. Yeah, I'm like, which makes no sense to me. I'm like, you went through all this shit to make sure it's out there, and then you don't have anything to play on it. Like what? The Demon Souls, I almost bought that. I'm like, I know that's. I'm gonna hate that. So it looks amazing. I watched some footage of it.
Yeah,
but and I love. Yeah, like I love the world and it's so cool, but I know I'm gonna hate it.
Not our kind of game.
Yeah, I don't want to do trips for 20 minutes, get to a guy that kills me in 2 seconds, and I have to work all the way back there and do that on repeat till I figure out how to beat him. Like I don't have that in me. I know this already.
I know, right?
I could do it a few times, but if I have to do that throughout the whole game, I'm like, yeah, this is not gonna happen.
But what about the Spider-Man game?
Spider-Man, yes. I've been playing that. I'm probably about halfway through it. I've only played it a couple times, so.
Nice.
It's definitely not long.
That's what she said.
No! But it is pretty cool. It took me a while to adjust to it, because, I mean, it's, you know, it's pretty much. It, in a way, it feels like a DLC, but it has enough story to warrant its own game. But
right,
you know, the city's the same. They have some. They changed up the random encounters a little bit.
Yeah, right. I read that.
They added more to that.
Right,
and they have like you have an app on your phone that you can swipe to go to, and you can like pick stuff to do. And each area has like one or two. But so it's like I don't think it's completely random. I think you can actually like there's a finite amount of those,
right?
Because each, you know, when you go through the map and it shows you the counter of all the shit that you can get and how many you have or whatever. There seems to be only like one of those in each area or something, so I'm like, oh, okay. So
interesting,
but it's kind of cool. And at first it was, I mean, I like Miles, but you know, I'm a Peter Parker is my boy.
Right, right.
So it was hard to at first to get used to playing a Spider-Man game without
Peter Parker.
Peter Parker. Yeah. I was like, what? Yeah. But they did, you know, like all the characters are done really well, and I really like Miles, and I'm still early in the story, but from where I can tell where it's going and stuff, like I think it's going to be pretty cool.
Cool. Nice.
And visually, it's pretty. They have like two different versions modes you can play, like performance or like graphic fidelity mode, which I picked that one. So it runs at like I think a steady 30 frames, and it has like the ray tracing and all that shit. So there's like, you know, like when the windows actually reflect what's behind you, like it's like a real life, you know, like and all the cars and all the lights kind of reflect off cars and other things, and yeah, like dynamic lighting. And I mean, it's cool, but you know, when you're swinging through the city, it's like it's really hard to completely tell that because you're zipping through, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Like, oh, I see my reflection in the wheel, and you just keep going. You're like, oh. So I guess the other mode makes it run at 60 frames per second. Like, I'm not really big on all that shit. Like, you know, all
right,
people complain about. I haven't tried that version out yet. That mode, but but it looks beautiful. I mean, it looks really nice. Like right now, I'm in the middle of a snowstorm, and it's just the way the snow's falling and everything, and you can see everybody's breath when you're talking, and like it's just,
oh wow,
all these little details and shit.
That's cool.
You know,
yeah,
it looks fucking cool though. The one thing I find is swinging around, I seem to be, I get hung up a lot more than I ever remember.
Really?
I might be a little rusty with the swinging, but I feel like it's hard for me to get enough momentum going or something. Like it doesn't, something feels slightly off and I can't really put my finger on it.
I can't imagine they would have changed anything with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little different, but I don't know. It feels weird. So I'm like, wait a minute. I had this fucking down pat, you know? Like,
yeah, right.
By the end of the fucking the other game. Which sucks because now I kind of want to play the remastered version, but I didn't buy that version of Spider-Man, of Miles Morales.
Oh, right.
So I guess you can't get it other than that.
Really?
I'm like, I can't even buy it on the store? Or like, probably at some point they'll do that. But I'm like, yeah, I kind of want to play that now. But other than it's cool, like it's so fast, like the load times and everything. Like,
oh, like, nice.
There barely is any. Like when you fast travel, like I'll like it's instantaneous.
Cool.
Like you know that whole way you used to be on the subway and everything.
Oh yeah.
When you move fast travel.
Yeah.
That's gone. Like I clicked on the subway thing to go there and I'm instantly walking out of the subway. I'm like, oh,
That's awesome.
And from turning it on to getting in the game, it's probably under 10 seconds. I'm like, oh shit.
Oh wow. That's awesome.
So I'm like, that's pretty impressive. Yeah, that's a nice fucking change.
Cool. All right.
But yeah, it's overall pretty cool.
Excellent. Glad to hear it. And I'm sure it'll get much better when they start putting out more games.
Yeah. Like in December, there's a game that's coming out I want to try. But it's pretty sparse thereafter. I know that Cyberpunk game's coming out. But that's coming out. I don't think it's coming out on PS5. I think it just has an enhanced patch for the PS5.
Oh, right.
But so that's in the like middle of December. So that'll probably take a while. But what's cool, that's another thing too, like all the games that are out except for Demon's Souls is pretty much on the PS4, so if you have PS4, right, yeah. I wouldn't worry about it right now. If you don't be buying from scalpers, fuck those guys.
Yeah, definitely.
I know you're getting caught up in hype and you want the new thing, but just wait it out.
There's no need to be paying ridiculous prices.
Or contact me with a deal, huh?
Whoa! Hey! All right!
Contact me and we'll talk. Maybe, you know, I gotta make a little money on it, though.
And listen to the end of the show to find out how to do that. In the meantime, anything else? Is that all for recommendations?
Yeah.
All right. That means it's time.
Oh, what? One more. Oh. I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
The new AC/DC album came out.
Oh, did it?
Power Up. Yes.
Yeah.
It came out the 13th Friday.
Oh.
And it sounds like AC/DC pretty much there.
But good AC/DC, right?
Yeah, for the most part, it's pretty good. I wish they had a little more fire in the tank there, a little more, you know. But for how old they are and what they're still doing, they sound good.
Cool. Excellent.
I only listened to it like once, really, you know. But there were a couple songs that I actually like really liked instead of like, yeah, that's okay.
Cool. All right.
So check that out.
Excellent. So is that all you have?
Yep.
All right. And it's time now to move on.
I got a crap on deck that could choke a donkey.
To our final segment, which means it's time for...
Keeps the Fringe Movie Review of the Week!
That's right. And this week, we watched a more modern film. And this movie was called Hellmouth. And it came out in 2014. It was written by Tony Burgess and directed by John Geddes, and it stars Stephen McHattie and Siobhan Murphy and several others. And the basic plot of the film is a throwback to the genre films of the 50s. Hellmouth is about a gravekeeper who is drawn into a hell dimension to save the soul of a beautiful woman. So, this would be the part...
Which is weird, because that's not exactly what I felt that was about.
I know, right? So this would be time for our good, our bad, and our nitpicky, also what the fucky. But again, I didn't end up taking any notes, did you?
No, because we usually don't on the...
On the newer films, yeah. So, all right, let's... I gotta tell you, I was a little confused by this movie.
I was as well. I was a little distracted because I was watching it because my niece slept over, and I'm like, well, I gotta watch this movie, so... And so, there might be a couple points I missed. I don't know. I was like, she was talking or something. I'm like, I have to rewind it because I feel like this was a part I needed to hear.
So,
but yeah, it's like kind of like she was like, she said in the first 10 minutes, she's like, because he was sick or something, and why is he was driving to the new job?
Right.
He actually died, and that's why he could see better, and he was looked like he was getting younger, and it was he's like, oh, he died, and I'm like,
yeah,
oh, that's a good
sense. Thing. Yeah.
That's possible.
Yeah. Yeah, I get
it. I don't think that's exactly what happened. I don't. But yeah, like by the end of it, I was kind of confused of what exactly happened.
And
because he had like a.
Go ahead.
I was going to say he had like a little speech at the end. And it seemed like he was basically saying, like, you know, our life is filled with fear and, you know, of. Worry, and then he like was able to let that go, and then he was kind of on like a beach with the sun coming, you know, like he was free of all the things that were holding him back or down,
right?
But I don't know if that meant he died or I don't know. I was a little confused about that.
Yeah, me too. And I was confused while I was watching it about where exactly it was going.
Yeah. It's a very strange film.
It is, yes. Yeah, very strange.
It has, like, the graphical style of, like, Sin City, sort of, but I mean, yes, not... Yes,
very much so.
Yeah, but not as good.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Like, my niece couldn't get over it because she had never seen Sin City, so she hadn't...
Oh.
She was like, everything looks so, like, fake, and I'm like, yeah, but that's kind of what they were going for, but...
Right, yeah.
But then that giant, like, crow demon man thing. I was like, oh, yeah. That's a little rough.
Yeah, some of it was a little rough. Yeah.
Yeah, some of the effects were like I didn't mind it as far as the backdrops and stuff like that. Like,
yeah,
I could, being a fan of Sin City, I was like, okay, I can get down with this. And I liked the you know, like his whole world was just gray. Everything was just black and white. Right. And then like certain things have color.
Yep.
Like, he wanted to go to Florida and retire because he was, like, dying. You know, he had, like, 2 years left or something.
Right.
But I like how the brochure for Florida was in color because it was, like, you know.
Right.
Signified hope or something, you know. Like, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I liked that. That was cool.
Yeah, but he was going to retire, and then his boss came and said, we need you in another place, and if you don't take the job, we're going to fire you and you lose your pension. And
right.
So he was supposed to go there for at least 6 months. But as he drove there, like, color started coming back a little bit into the world.
Right.
And he winds up meeting this girl on the road. He almost hits her or something.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, her name was Faye.
Faye, right, yeah. And he picks her up and... Somehow they fall in love with each other, which was kind of weird, but...
Yeah. Well, then it goes to the ending part where I'm like... Because there was a... Well, it seemed like everybody that worked at that... Like, you couldn't tell if this was, like, real or, like, some kind of a limbo thing or what.
Right.
The hell was going on. But it seemed like... Because there's a sheriff... The local sheriff comes by to Steve McHattie's character there and explains all the past caretakers and how they went mad. Like, everybody that worked there went crazy and wound up killing themselves or...
Yeah. And the sheriff was out because apparently there were two inmates that broke out of prison, a nearby prison, which that seemed, I don't know, kind of pointless.
Yeah, it was weird, but it kind of like tethered it to reality in some way, because you're like, okay, this must be actually a world, the real world, kind of, because they have this story with the inmates going on. So I'm like, if it was like some kind of weird, you know, dreamscapey fucking thing, like there wouldn't be random inmates escaping, you know, it didn't really make sense that way. So I'm like, okay, so this must be kind of really happening. Like he really did go there, or I don't know. It was very strange.
It was, very strange and very confusing.
Yeah, but I think it was, you know, like that was their goal, I think it was to be that way.
Yeah, I get that, but I don't, like, I don't know. Like, it felt like...
I mean, I don't think it was like a fault of ours. So.
Right. It felt like a cross between Sin City, like you said, and a David Lynch movie. But... Not quite as good as either of those.
Yeah, not really landing nailing either one of those.
Yeah,
but somewhere in between that.
Yeah,
yeah. Like aesthetically, definitely, since in the storytelling was a little Lynchian, I guess, in a way,
or but at least not, an attempt to be.
Yeah, it was very. But I have to say, I didn't hate it. I didn't completely dislike it. There was something I found interesting about it. Like, it kept my attention for the most part. Mm. But I don't really know how I feel about it.
Yeah, me either. So in that case, I mean, can we even give it a rating? Or what do we want to do here?
Well, the newer movies, we just kind of recommend it or don't recommend it, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
So, don't we? Yeah, basically. So what do you think? Do you recommend it or not?
I think I do, but just barely, though.
I think I lean more towards not recommending it.
You contrarian fuck.
You know it.
No.
Like a lot.
Yeah, like I get that. But even my niece, like she was actually paying attention because she was on her phone and she actually was following along. There was something there because I was like, I want to know what the hell's going on, but... Mm. I don't know if it left me satisfied at the end, and I don't know if I completely understand exactly what happened.
That's my problem. I don't feel like I was satisfied at the end.
Yeah, but it was a weird trip. It was,
yeah.
I'd say it's only like an hour and a half. It's like 86 minutes, I think. So it's even less than that. So, I mean, part of that is fucking, you know, credits and everything.
Right.
Too. So I don't, you know. So I would say check it out maybe if the styling sounds interesting to you, like the, you know, the Sin City kind of aesthetic there.
Yeah. I suppose you could give it a try, but I don't know.
And I like Stephen McHattie. I like him.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
And I really liked the Pontypool, which he was in, which I don't know. I think we watched that, but I don't think you were that big of a fan of it. But
no, we haven't watched that. We haven't watched that one.
I think we did like a long time ago, but for the show, like just in general, I think.
I don't think we did. I thought we were talking about it, but I don't think we ever actually watched it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The one where like there was like a virus in the English language that was like.
Yeah, no.
Does that sound? No?
No.
Oh, maybe we'll watch that someday.
Yeah, sure.
I've heard mixed stuff about that, but I thought it was, I really liked it, actually. Mm. So. So I don't know, yeah. So what's a just barely recommendation for me? Mm.
And a not recommendation for me. So there you go. All right.
You can find it on Amazon or not find it on Amazon. I don't know, I guess. Whichever one you want to go with there.
Right. All right, cool. Well, there you have it. There's our review for this week. So I guess that brings us to the end of the show, unless there's anything else you wanted to bring up.
Nope. I think that is it.
Cool. All right. Well, you know, kids, as we say in the I don't know, just I'm very I don't know, the whole movie kinda anyway.
I don't know. I think it was interesting on some level. I don't really know if that means I liked it or not, but
all right. Well, there you have it. So, as always, thank you all for listening. We really do appreciate each and every one of you.
Except for you, you fuck. I see.
Yeah, you know who you are.
You know.
So, of course, that means that he's Chris. I'm Derek. We are the Keepers of the Fringe. And in the immortal words of Eric Cartman,
screw you guys. I'm going home.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Just remember that fuck lost and he'll be gone on soon. So don't fret.
There you go.
Shit will right itself in the long run. Yeah. Hopefully.
Hopefully. We'll see. Anyway, good night.
Bye.
Crap on deck that could choke a donkey.
Hey, kids. You want to contact the Keepers? Well, you can do so by emailing us at keepersofthefringe@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter. We are at KOTFR. And if you want to see what movies we're reviewing every week, you can find pictures of them on our Instagram. You can find us there under, guess what, Keepers of the Fringe. And of course, we also have a Keepers of the Fringe Facebook page. And while you're at it, we at the Keepers of the Fringe would really appreciate it if you could maybe, you know, give us a little rating or review on whatever you use to listen to our podcast. We would really appreciate it. It would really help others find us.
We like movies.
That's a good start.